How do you deal with a divorce during a pandemic? Family law attorney and divorce strategist Leanne Townsend joins us on Canada Now. And Leanne, just how much has the pandemic affected the rate of divorce?
Well, it has had quite a large effect. We see the divorce memes all over social media, and it's become quite true. I've never been so busy in my practice as I have since COVID. And part of it is an increase in divorce, and part of it is just an increase in the overall family law work that is available because of couples who maybe are already divorced, but there's lots of opportunity for them to fight about different issues because of the changes that have come up as a result of the pandemic.
What would be some of the complications that come with divorce that you've seen heightened during this pandemic?
Well, one of the big issues has been just the recent issue is children returning to school and parents arguing about whether they should be returning to the classroom or whether they should be doing online learning. And so, we have a situation where high conflict parents who, have a tendency to argue a lot about everything to begin with. Now there's another issue that they can disagree about. And so there's been a flurry of cases that have come out from the courts recently on that issue. There's issues about whether parents are practicing the COVID safety protocols, so whether children are safe in the other parents' homes. There's issues about child and spousal support. There's issues about selling homes. So pretty much every area in family law is getting affected by COVID-19.
Mm. Now, what about on the flip side? Are couples who are thinking of splitting up deciding to just stay together because of the pandemic?
I think there is some of that happening. Certainly during the lockdown phase where, we were all confined to our homes, we had situations where there was couples who were wanting to separate even and, they had to stay in lockdown together. And so I think there's some couples who are also staying together because with all the uncertainty that's going on right now and people don't know, are housing prices going to go up? Are they going to go down? What's going to happen to, someone's business? Is someone's job secure? And so in some cases, they are staying together to ride out the financial uncertainty before making a decision to divorce and have to divide everything up and worry about a value for something that might have gone down.
Well, yeah, divorce can be expensive anyway, and now there are the financial effects of COVID-19.
Exactly. And, it's had an effect. There's lots of people who have lost their jobs. There's, businesses, sadly, that have had to close. And so, there's people who have court orders that require them to pay a certain amount of child support or a certain amount of spousal support that was based on them earning a certain income. And if that income has been reduced as a result of COVID, these people are in positions where they can't honor a court order that they're bound by, and they have to make arrangements to get the order changed, either on consent or without consent from the other party. And so, again, it's just creating a lot of work for us family law lawyers.
Yeah, I suppose so. Now, say someone, Leanne, has to go through with a divorce. How do you find a family lawyer that is right for you? What is the criteria that should be met?
Well, I always tell people that they should interview more than one lawyer. People often find they're in a sort of, they feel like they're in an emergency. They've been maybe served with court documents from the other party, or they really want to, get a lawyer quickly. And so what do? They ask people they know, and, third cousin Jimmy refers them to a lawyer that his friend had. And that's how people find their lawyer. And I don't think that's not the way people should do it. Referrals from trusted sources are always good. People who have had an experience with that lawyer, that's always a good way to do it. But you should interview more than one because there should be a fit. One of the things that people say sometimes that I come across when they want to change lawyers is they'll tell me that they felt intimidated by their lawyer. They felt like they were bothering their lawyer anytime they asked them a question. And so, people need to feel comfortable with the person that they retain. And you also need to know yourself and know your case. And so what I mean by know yourself is that are you somebody who needs a lot of hand-holding and you're going to need a lawyer who's going to be very emotionally supportive to you and give you a lot of reassurance, or are you somebody who doesn't need that? And so somebody who a lawyer who has an approach that's a little more aloof, it won't bother you, they're direct to the point, you don't need the hand-holding. The other thing that I tell people to look at is, you know, is your case high conflict? Is it going to end up in court? Do you need someone who's going to be a very strong court advocate? Or do you think that you're going to go, you know, you're going to be able to negotiate an agreement and come to some sort of resolution without resorting to court? So you want to have a lawyer who, you know, is good at negotiation and isn't going to stir the pot and, you know, throw a grenade in the fire by making the couple, you know, find more things to argue about.
Well, and obviously you're right about all of that. And it's good to have that reminder should anybody listening right now be in that situation. But it is a tough ask to be patient and to go through a process where you interview multiple people and you think about all the details that you just mentioned, Leanne, because when you're going through it, you just want it to be over with. You just want anybody to just step forward and help you out and get let's get this done. Let's move along. Let's get it done. And it can be a real challenge to not want to just hurry the process and get it over with.
No, that's very true. And that's, you know, a problem a lot of people have is that they, you know, they let emotion take over and they want the process to end. They want the pain to end. And so they make a rash decision that maybe isn't in their best interest because they think it's going to, you know, end the problem or end the pain sooner. And that's, again, why I always tell people that they have to approach their divorce almost like a business negotiation. You have to try and remove emotion as much as possible so that you can make a decision that's in your best interest, not just for the short term, but for the long term. Because often, you know, you're talking about a lot of money, you're talking about a home, you're talking about your children. You know, these are all the things that are really important to all of us and have lasting repercussions if we make a decision in any of these areas that, you know, we regret. And so it's really important to try to remove the emotion from it as much as possible.
Yeah, and you got to think that this is probably the only time you're ever going to go through a situation like this. So you want to get it right.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the thing I always say to clients is that I don't want you coming back in 5 years and saying, why didn't I, you know, why didn't I really encourage you, you know, more vigorously to not accept this agreement? And that's what I say. In the moment, it might seem like you want to do something, but you have to think 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, even some cases down the road, is this going to be a decision that you can live with and that you're going to be, you know, content with?
Is technology helping to speed up the divorce process?
Technology is making a wonderful difference. And I have to say that that is one of the positives that has come out of the whole COVID-19 situation. Because, you know, prior to COVID, I always thought that the legal profession on the whole, the courts definitely, were way behind the times in terms of embracing technology. And, you know, they would always say, oh, it's going to be a lengthy process for us to adapt to it and adopt it. And then COVID hit, and lo and behold, the courts had to scurry and they had to get something in place, and they did. And so, you know, in family court, for example, we're still doing a lot of things via Zoom, via teleconferencing, via telephone calls, conference calls, that sort of thing. And it's much more efficient than going to court because we're given a time that we have to call in and the judges are generally ready at that time. Our matter's heard, you know, an hour or two later, you're done. There's no traveling time that clients are having to pay their lawyers for. There's no waiting around the courthouse for a matter to be heard that clients have to pay their lawyers for. So it's very efficient, it's very cost effective, and it's been a really positive change.
Could this be somewhat of a new normal moving forward?
I think it will be. I mean, there's always going to be a place for, you know, in court, you know, hearings and trials and things like that, where you have to, it's better to be able to observe witnesses versus demeanor, you know, in face-to-face versus on a screen. But I think that now that we've adopted to using the technology, that I think some of it is going to stay in place. And I, as I say, I think that's a really good thing.
Now, tell us about your new podcast, Divorcing Well.
Yes, it's I called it Divorcing Well because I wanted to take a holistic approach to divorce. I mean, often people think about the money piece, and, you know, that's part of divorce. But people also, it's such a major change in someone's life. And research has shown that divorce is one of life's most stressful events. So I wanted to approach my podcast, you know, looking at people's overall wellness. It could be their emotional wellness, their mental wellness, their financial wellness, their nutritional wellness, you know, their self-care, all of those sorts of things. So I bring different guests on the show who are experts in, you know, a variety of areas to share their knowledge and expertise. And I also invite people on the show who have gone through a divorce themselves and who have a story to share that perhaps is inspiring and can offer some hope for people out there who are currently in the throes of divorce and feeling hopeless and miserable.
Well, that's excellent. And it's going to help. It's going to help a lot of people to hear other stories and not feel like, well, hey, I'm not alone in that, because, you know, I'm hearing this podcast and I'm going through the same exact thing. Family law attorney, divorce strategist, and listen to the podcast Divorcing Well. Leanne Townsend. Leanne, appreciate this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.